I would like to complete, if I could, our exploration of money, because it's an important topic and I want to share with you some information about that and give you an opportunity to declare your latest truth about that. So, let's take one last look at this subject and see if we can explore it at the depth that it deserves, and then we'll move on. Money causes paralysis in many people, those who have it and those who don't, and everyone in between. One of the biggest questions surrounding the issue of money in the human experience is, how can we get it? How can we cause ourselves to have that? Since it is clearly something we all need in whatever form is currently being used on the planet at the moment, we need some way to move through life. We need some way to conduct commerce. We need to have these mediums of exchange in order to engage in exchange with one another. So the question before the house when one considers the issue of money has been, always and always will be, I suspect, how can I cause this medium of exchange to come to me painlessly and easily? Now, the first thing I had to learn about money in my life was that it was okay if it came to me effortlessly, without my making any effort. And one of the pieces of information I wanted to share with you about money is that money comes to people not as a result of anything they're doing. So if you are doing things to make money, you will discover that you are getting money the hard way. Well, money can come to you as a result of something you've done. I don't mean to indicate that it can't. It can, but it's the most difficult way to draw money to you. Of all the ways to cause money to arrive in your space, doing something for it is the most difficult way. People give other people money simply because of who they are. Lawyer A sets up a business on this corner, and lawyer B sets up a business on this corner. And lawyer A and lawyer B graduated from the same school, and they had the same grades. And they were both magna cum lousy. And they come to the game with the exact same number of days and years of experience. They graduated from the same class, and all things are equal. And yet lawyer A and lawyer B find themselves to be making dissimilar amounts of money. So too with plumber A and plumber B, doctor A and doctor B, and so forth. And we wonder why. What is that about? And it has to do with many, many things, not the least of which is our attitude about money and what makes it come to us, and our attitude about life and what makes life come to us in its many forms. So what I would like to share with you is that money will come to you as easily as you think that it will. Now, I've said a mouthful there, and the statement that I made may have seemed a little simplistic to you, but let me just repeat it. It has been my observation and my awareness that money will come to you as easily as you think that it will. If you therefore have an idea that you're running around with that money will not come to you very easily, it will not. If you are running around with an idea that money does not grow on trees, that it is scarce and one must really work hard to get it, then you will have to work hard to get yours. If, on the other hand, it's your thought that you will always have all the money you need, then you will always have all the money that you need. In fact, you've all had everything you have needed to bring you to this moment. Everything you have needed to come to this moment, you have been given by life. What makes you think it will be anything different tomorrow? It will not. And the more you are into the awareness of that, the more of that which you would draw to yourself, you will experience. So this is your opportunity to give up any false thought you have about you and money, that money is difficult to come by, or that when I get it, I have to hoard it, or I have to be careful with it, or I could lose it all. You may lose it all. My father lost all of my mother's money in 2 days. Okay. So what? If we can take the charge off of the issue that creates the charge goes away. When you're clear that you're not your money, all of the emotional charge around the issue of money goes away. In fact, do what you love and the money will follow, unless it doesn't. But to the person who's doing what they love, it doesn't matter. And it's just when it ceases to matter that it begins to flow more easily to you. You know, it's amazing how many ideas people have about money that keep it away from them. I don't deserve it. I didn't do enough for it. And one of the most extraordinary thoughts about money that I noticed that many people have, which is, if I enjoyed what I did, I really shouldn't get paid a great deal, if anything at all. In fact, the better I feel about what I did, the less money I should receive for what I did. That's a thought held by many people. If we aren't careful, we'll find ourselves in a frame of mind that says, the more difficult or upsetting or burdensome or unlikable the task is, the more I should get paid. In fact, that is the value system that is set up by our society to some degree. And if you're not careful, you will adopt that value system in your own life. That is, if it was likable, easy, quick, I shouldn't make a lot of money and I don't deserve to be paid a lot for that. Or maybe even anything at all. But if it was something that made me really work hard and I really had to struggle and strain to do it, and I hated it all the way, every minute of the way, then I will accept your money because, by golly, I should get money for all these bad experiences that I've had. But if it was a good experience, a joyous experience, an uplifting experience, then I shouldn't really get money for that. The result of that kind of thinking is that even when we are having a joyous, wonderful experience, we will create a lot of drama around it and cause it to appear to be turmoil and difficult in order for us to justify receiving a lot of money for it. The result of that is that a wonderful singer who once thought it was a miracle to get paid $10,000 to do a concert for a night now gets paid $100,000 for the same concert because she's become famous, but suddenly she has imagined that singing that same concert is just a matter of extraordinary, devastating. Darling, you don't know what it's like to have to go out there night after night and sing. And when you say, wait a minute, let me see if I get this straight. They're giving you $100,000 to go out there and sing for an hour and a half? Let me see if I understand this. Guess what, you have no idea what I have to go through. And people actually create that kind of drama around the experience in order to justify receiving money and accolades in other forms for something that they feel they don't deserve it for. And so they create the sensation of deservingness. They feel that if it's really a lot of trauma associated with it, then they can deserve it. Do you understand what I'm saying? And all of that comes out of a root thought that money should not be given for any good thing. That root thought is very prevalent in our worldwide society. Money should not be given for any good thing. Maybe just a little, just enough that you could survive. You can eke by. So we'll pay eke by wages to our ministers, our rabbis, our nurses, our teachers, the people who are doing the really good stuff. We'll let them eke by. We've got to give them, a few pennies, otherwise they can't go on. So we'll give them as little as we can get by with, and they can eke by. Because, after all, they're doing the good things, the worthy things, the things that uplift us. Our researchers for AIDS and for cures for the other diseases, let's give them just a pittance. Let them go begging for grants. Let them come to us on their hands and knees. Please, please, could I have another $100,000 to get through another couple of years and keep my research going? Please, please, please. While we'll pay first baseman for the New York Yankees $2.5 million an hour. See? And so the functions that we value most, we reward the least. And that's how we have it set up. Tell me if my observation is in the main wrong. I noticed this.